Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Radha Madhava Hasta Sakhi Linda Radhe. Jaya Pancha Tattva, Pancha Tattva, Pancha Tattva, Jaya Pancha Tattva. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan ki. Reading from Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 18, Text 1, 2, 3. So I'll read the first and second, then we'll recite together the third. Maitreya Uvacha, Itham Prithum Avistuya, Rusha Praspurita Dharam, Punaravaha. Nirbhita Sanstabhyatmana Atmana. Translation. The great Saint Maitreya continued to address Vidura. My dear Vidura, at that time, after the planet Earth finished her prayers, King Prithu was still not pacified and his lips trembled in great anger. Although the planet Earth was frightened, she made up her mind and began to speak as follows in order to convince the king. Text 2. Sang niyama sam niyachha vibho manyum nibodh sravitam cha me sarvata sarma datte yatha madhukaro buddha. Translation. My dear Lord, please pacify your anger completely and hear patiently whatever I submit before you. Please turn your kind attention to this. I may be very poor, but a learned man takes the essence of knowledge from all places, just as a bumblebee collects honey from each and every flower. Now the text 3. यस्मिन् लोके अथवा मुष्मिन् मुनिभिस्तत्वदर्शिभिः दृष्टा योगा प्रयुक्ताश्च पुंसा श्रेयः प्रसिद्धये अस्मिन् लोके अथवा मुस्मिन् मुनिभिस्तत्वदर्शिभिः दृष्टा योगा प्रयुक्ताश्च पुंसा श्रेया प्रसिद्धये अस्मिन् लोके अथवा मुस्मिन् मुनिभिस्तत्वदर्शिभिः दृष्टा योगा प्रयुक्ताश्च पुंसा श्रेयः प्रसिद्धये What word meaning? Asmin. In this. Loke. Duration of life. Athva. Or. Amusmin. In the next life. Munibhi. By the great sages. Tattva. The truth. Dasibhihi. By those who have seen it. Drishta. Prescribed yoga methods prayukta applied cha also pumsam of the people in general shreya benefit prasiddhaye in the matter of obtaining. Translation and purport by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: to benefit all human society, not only in this life but in the next, the great seers and the sages have prescribed various methods conducive to the prosperity of the people in general. What? Vedic civilization takes advantage of the perfect knowledge presented in the Vedas and presented by the great sages and brahmanas for the benefit of human society. Vedic injunctions are known as Shruti, and additional supplementary presentation of these principles as given by great sages are known as Smriti. They follow the principles of Vedic instruction. Human society should take advantage of the instructions from both Shruti and Smriti. If one wants to advance in his spiritual life, he must take these instructions and follow the principles. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami said that if one poses himself as advanced in spiritual life but does not refer to the Shruti and Smriti, he is simply a disturbance in society. one should follow the principles laid down in Shrutis and Smritis, not only in one's spiritual life, but in material life as well. As far as human society is concerned, we should follow the Manu Smriti as well, for these laws are given by Manu, the father of mankind. In the Manu Smriti, it is stated that a woman should not be given independence, but should be given protection by her father, husband, and elderly sons. In all circumstances, a woman should remain dependent upon some guardian. Presently, women are given full independence like men, but actually we can see that such independent women are no happier than those women who are placed under guardians. If people follow the injunctions given by the great sages, Shruti and Smriti, they can actually be happy in both this life and the next. Unfortunately, rascals manufacturing so many ways and means to be happy. Everyone is inventing so many methods. Consequently, human society has lost the standard ways of life, both materially and spiritually. And as a result, people are bewildered and there is no peace and or happiness in the world. Although they are trying to solve the problems of human society in the United Nations, they are still baffled because they do not follow the liberated instructions of the Vedas. They are unhappy. Two significant words used in these verse are Asmin and Amusmin. Asmin means in this life and Amusmin means in the next life. Unfortunately, in this age, even exalted professors and learned men believe that there is no next life and that everything is finished in this life. Since they are rascals and fools, what advice can they give? Still, they are passing as learned scholars and professors. In this verse, the word Amusmin is very explicit. It is the duty of everyone to mold his life in such a way that he will have a profitable next life. Just as a boy is educated in order to become happy later, one should be educated in this life in order to attain an eternal and prosperous life after death. It is therefore essential that people follow what is given in the Shrutis and Smritis to make sure that the human mission is successful. Om Akyanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namah Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Pradamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamra Sri Gurun Vaishnavasya Sri Rupam Sagra Jata Sahagana Ragnatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Savadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitam Sya Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashyata Deshatari Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Name Gauratushenam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bambhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gorang Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpataru Bhasya Kipa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivasadi Vairabhakunda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 repeat the translation again. To benefit all human society, not only in this life, but in the next, the great seers and sages have prescribed various methods conducive to the prosperity of the people in general. So I seek blessing of all the senior devotees assembled here to speak in this Amar Puran. Nowadays, people think that what is the need of the Vedic scriptures? We can become happy without following any of the scriptures or any rules and regulations given by God. So, recently, I was talking to one of my friends. He was working in a biotechnology firm. She was telling that the latest cultures that they are growing is the infections caused by mother's milk to infants. So they are taking the mother's milk and growing it in the culture medium so that they can find out the bacteria which can affect the infants. I said, why? He said, because when the corporate mother is staying in the air-conditioned environment, the milk which is generated, either it is very less or whatever milk which comes out, is having very low immunity in it. Because of very, very less immunity in it, the child, when he or she drinks that milk, he gets affected by infections. So now, they used to write before, mother's milk is the safest for the child. So they have to remove that. So this is the basic. Another time, I was finding that what is the reason of increase of cancers in today's time? So you find all the men, the number one cancer is bronchial cancer, lung cancers. And women, breast cancer. What is the reason? Lung cancer, because of smoking. Although every time smoking is dangerous to health, of course they were not taken from Vedas, but they have some idea, some understanding that this is bad. Still people go on smoking. And although it is said that, it is not said, but the oral contraception pills which are given and it is supplied, because of which pregnancy is stopped and mothers don't have years of breastfeeding, because of which they get very early onset of rise of breast cancers. A woman who has 7 years breastfeed children will never have breast cancer. This is data from WHO, World Health Organization. So now, if you see, these data are not promoted so much because this is not in line what they want to do. They want to enjoy separate than God, so these data are not required. What is required? Just, you know, whatever favors them, you know. So, when Prabhupada went to, he says here that one should take the knowledge from liberated soul. So when Prabhupada went to America, he emphasized so much on four relative principles. Follow these four relative principles. Now, what are these four relative principles? If you see, it is good for a materialist, not for a devotee. Devotee, of course, devotee, that is like baseline. But for a materialist to enjoy material sense gratification, four relative principles are essential in their life. So we'll see little today. From here, then time remains, we'll go ahead. One is gambling. One of the regulated principles says that no gambling. Okay. Now people say no, gambling is required. You know, big casinos are there. Yesterday some devotee was telling, that it was the casino, the biggest casino consumes power equivalent to a some big city of India. One casino. Apart from that, what goes on after gambling? Gambling immediately takes one to lying, a liar. Person becomes a liar. One starts gambling, he becomes a liar. let us go from Vedic example. It was when Lord Krishna went for marriage to Kundinapur second time, not the first one. And Rukmi was there, Balramji was there, and Rukmi wanted to show that he is great and Balramji is inferior. So how to do it? So he devised a trick that we will have a dice game, because Balramji was known that he is not expert in playing dice. He was expert in, of course, Balramji is expert in everything, but as a personality. So they arranged for a dice and they started the vigor. First with 100 gold coins, and Balramji lost. And the king of Kalinga, Odisha, he was laughing and showing teeth, ha ha ha, like. Then again they put, you know, 1,000 gold coins. Again Balramji lost. Again king of Kalinga, ha ha, and everyone was laughing there. And Balramji were getting angry because everyone laughing. His eyes were becoming red, hot. Again Balramji put 10,000 gold coins. Again Balramji lost. Again they were laughing. And seeing that, they said, "Hey, what, you are a coward boy, you know, go and, you know, take cow and, you know, take them to pasture grounds, you know, for grazing. You are not supposed to play vigor with royal kshatriyas." And this increased his anger furthermore, and he put 100,000 gold coins on a stake, and this time Balramji won. And when he won, he said, no, you have not won. You can never win. And everyone, yes, Balramji has lost. Again, Balramji put 100 million gold coins on Vegar. And again he won. And again he said, no, here you have lost. She was getting angrier and angrier. And at that time there was a voice from the sky that, yes, Balram has won and you people have lost. But what they said, no, still they were not ready to follow what was the voice from the sky. So we can see that whenever there is gambling, life is directly, you know, it is proportional, directly proportional. You do gambling and life is invariably it comes. You cannot avoid lying with gambling. A gambler has two lives. In second example, we see Mahabharata. When Duryodhan invited Yudhishthira Maharaj for gambling, and Yudhishthira Maharaj went there to gamble, and they did some trick in the pasa, that thing that was there, that changed that whole thing. So that line was, before gambling started, line was there. And when they were playing it, that time also Sakuni was a very tricky person. He tricked the whole gambling in such a way that they were winning. Because it was not Duryodhan's vigors, but it was actually Sakuni's. So again the lying was going on, you can see. So if you take the whole thing today also, same thing going on. Whenever there is gambling, there is lying. A person becomes liar. Now, if society is filled with liars by doing gambling, how can you trust each other and how can you have a happy life? How can you be happy with everyone around you who is a liar? Once in ICU of a hospital, one of the big hospitals, the nurses, they are putting on a stake which patient will die first. And to win, what they have to do secretly, they have to put the drugs which are not supposed to be given, which can cause the adverse effect and person can die first. Now, if a person is liar or cheater to this extent, you can imagine what gambling can take one person to become. If you go to the hospital and you know that nurses here, they do gambling on the patients, will you like to take treatment in such a hospital? And if gambling is officially allowed by government and everybody is doing gambling, why to live in such a place at first? Right? Chanakya Pandit says that one should not live in a place where five things are not there. River, a king, a physician, two more things he says. So, king means basically saying one who is taking care that four regulative principles are maintained in the kingdom. Like Parikshit Maharaj, he was going around and when he saw that this dharma was beaten by Kaliraj, he took immediate action. But today's government, what they are doing? Gambling is officially allowed. You can have lottery houses, you can go to lottery houses, and nobody can ask you why you are doing it. So what they are doing? They are also thieves and rogues. Even government people are thieves and rogues. They are also joining hand with these thieves and rogues. And they are bigger thieves and bigger rogues, and government is a smaller thief, a smaller rogue. And they are both joining hand to cheat the public, the people. Now this gambling also has a subtle aspect. Mental speculation. Those who don't do this gambling, they do that other gambling. Scientists, poets, intellectual class, they do this kind of gambling. What is the gambling they do? Theory of evolution. Gamble Krishna consciousness with atheistic philosophy. Theory of Big Bang. Everything originated from a blast. So what they are doing? They are gambling your precious Krishna consciousness with such a paltry theory, or such a baseless theory rather, like, you know, theory of evolution. Prabhupada, he was in Atlanta, 1971 July. So there he was giving, he was talking in the airport, he was talking to some people. No, sorry, he was in temple and some Indians came there to meet. And one person who was around 35 years, he was doing PhD in biology. So Prabhupada asked him, what you are doing? He said, I'm doing PhD in biology. Oh, biology, yeah? Poor frogs. And everyone started laughing. And then he said, hey, why you are laughing? No, I'm laughing because poor frogs are killed. No, but they are killed to increase the knowledge. For the development of knowledge, frogs are killed. Prabhupada said, so if for development of knowledge, I kill you, is that okay? He says, okay, fine. But more he was protesting his position, people were laughing more and more. Like, you know, he's trying to safeguard, he's like, no, yes, I can give my life and all. Then Prabhupada said, okay, how many species are there in the world? He said, 50 million, 50 million. He said, how many of you have seen personally with your eyes? He said, around 5,000. And you are wrong. You are wrong because there are 84 lakh species. Vedas say, after seeing 5,000 species of life, you are wrong. That there are 84 lakh species and you are speculating them to be 50 million. Right? So you can see that how there is a tendency to do mental speculation. After mental speculation, cheat. Because whatever result comes, you have to match it. To match it with what is expected to bring. Like, Gaurangpur was telling that when he was studying in IIT, the IIT brought some imported instrument to calculate the value of small g, gravity constant. So, they found one person got 200. For those who don't know, the real value is 9.8. So, one person got 120. The one boy, he got 11. So he came to the professor, see, I got 11. He said, are you father of Newton? You know, Newton got 9.8, you know, he should be 9.8, nothing else. So we can see, Newton didn't have that imported instrument to calculate value of small g. Now, Newton calculated 9.8. And with imported instrument, if you cannot calculate that value, then you are wrong. You are wrong. So gambling, so you can see that how at certain level gambling becomes so widespread. And everyone believes that we came from apes and universe came from a chunk and everything is like this given to, and scientists are saying, because scientists are saying. And because of this, they cheat. Then they put atheistic theories. You cannot become happy. Why? Because this brings next thing, atheistic theory come up. Theory of euthanasia, mercy killing. What happens by mercy killing? Person die. After that, the karma which he had get added up with a sin of mercy killing. So wherever he goes in next life, he will suffer more. Because he has been mercy killed. So the mercy killing karma will come as extra karma. If he knew that extra karma will come because of mercy killing and I will be more suffering because of this mercy killing, nobody will opt for this mercy killing. With atheistic theory come. And atheistic business also come up from gambling, subtle gambling, mental speculation. Like money pyramid. Like you three people put some money and then you again make three below you, you make three below you, you make three below you. Each one makes three below them and eventually you go up and you become a millionaire or something. Immediately in one day or 5 days or in a week or something. This is also a speculative business. This is also lie, a part of subtle gambling. How can you be happy if a person is intending to cheat you by putting you in a business? And once you are in that business, you have no option other than to cheat other three. So how can we society happy with widespread theory like this that cheat others to become happy? If everybody else is cheating, then how will you be happy in your life? Prabhupada says that cinema, novels, favorite sports, all these things are waste of time. Now wasting time is also gambling. How, what kind of gambling it is? That what you are putting at stake is time, which is most valuable commodity. Ayushyam chana ekopi na labhate swarna koti bhi. Chanakpandi says that one moment in life cannot be exchanged with millions of gold coins. Now when you take your time for gossip, for such speculative theories, then you are staking your time for the such a small thing. Right? Isn't it gambling with our life? Right? So, we see that Hiranyakasipu, what he was doing, 100 years he went to Mandrachal to do austerities. For what? He wanted to become immortal, which is not possible. He was knowing that so far no one has become immortal. Brahma is also not immortal. But by his boons, I want to become immortal. So he was standing on one leg and thinking that if I stand in one leg for 100 years, I'll become immortal. But on the other hand, his son Prahlad, what he is doing? He is telling to his friends, my dear friends, we have 100 years of life. Hiranyakasipu also asked for 100 years. You see here what Prahlad is saying. In 100 years of life, 50 went in sleeping. Means we gambled it, we lost. We lost the gambling of 50 years. First 10 years, childhood. Next 10 years, person bewildered, he doesn't know much. Last 10 years, one is old, invalid. Like that he goes on telling, finally it remains 10 or 20 years, which is like effective. That also goes away if goal is not Krishna consciousness. So where person should really gamble? Real gambling could be to put our time with chanting holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If one put a beggar in chanting Hare Krishna, if he is a loser, Krishna says, Arjuna, don't worry. If you are a loser in Brahmanopathy, while walking on the path of Brahman, Kam Gati Krishna Gachati, what happens to a person, yogi, who cannot achieve the perfection? He put his life at stake for Krishna consciousness, he couldn't get Krishna. What will happen to him? Krishna says, generally Krishna says, like beginning Krishna is saying, you fool, you rascal, klebyam, or like that word he is using. But here Krishna is saying, Parth. Oh dear Parth. Nahi kalyan karhichi durgati tat gachati. Tat. Tat means very close heart to heart friend. Oh my dear close friend, person who gamble at this Krishna consciousness will never be a loser. How? He is saying, प्राप्य पुण्य कृता हम लोग का इफ यू जस्ट डू लिटिल यू विल गो टू हेवनली प्लैनेट व्हाट अदर्स आर डूइंग थ्रू आउट देयर लाइफ यू विल अचीव बाय डूइंग लिटिल हियर ओके सेकंड ही सेइंग सुचिनाम श्रीमताम गेहे योग भ्रष्टो विजायते इफ यू लिटिल मोर यू विल टेक बर्थ इन गुड फैमिली अथवा योगिनाम एव कुले भवति धीमताम इफ यू डू लिट टू मच अराउंड 90% 95% 99% यू विल टेक बर्थ इन डिवोटीज फैमिली एतद्धि दुर्लभतरम लोके जन्म इदृशम इज सच ए बर्थ इज वेरी वेरी रेयर इन दिस वर्ल्ड टू अटेम वेरी वेरी रेयर सो इफ यू गैम्बल दीज आर द इफ यू लूज इन दिस कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस दीज आर द थिंग्स यू आर अचीविंग बट इफ वॉट इफ यू गेन गो बैक होम बैक टू गॉड कथा गानम नाट्यम गमन अपि वंशी प्रिय सखी चिदानंदम एवरीथिंग यू गेट देयर राइट एवरीथिंग इज देयर इफ यू सी द सी वॉट यू आर गेटिंग बाय चैंटिंग नो गिविंग वन लाइफ एट स्टेक what we are getting in eternal life on the other side. It's like a gambling only, right? But here, this process gives you a foundation by which you become happy in this life and happy in next life. One Mataji, she was telling to Badrinarayan Prabhu that Badrinarayan Prabhu was telling in Bhagavatam class that scientists say that you devotees believe in fantastic things. And devotees say, scientists, you also believe in fantastic things. Like what are the fantastic things devotees believe in? Scientists say Vishnu has four arms, sleeps in an ocean of milk, and from his pores some universes comes out, and there is a down there is an ocean. So many things are there which appears very fantastic to scientists. And devotees say you also have fantastic things. You know, everything came from a blast, man came from monkeys, monkeys come from donkeys, and donkeys come from some keys. So it keeps coming from down and down. So he says that, you know, from branches, you know, evolved brain benches, from, you know, person was monkeys in the branches and evolved to become a human being on benches. You know? So, you know, fantastic theories. So you also say to us and we also say to you. Now let us analyze the life of a person who is living on the basis of science and life of a person living on this theory. So this Mataji is telling to Badrinarayan Prabhu that she was doing Govardhan Parikrama and her video camera got lost. And after 2 hours, the devotee who got it, he was asking different devotees, who has, you know, whose video camera is this? It was lying there. And nobody was saying it's mine. And after 2 hours, when finally he reached her, he said, yes, it's my video camera. And she got it. Next time, she is saying to Bhagavan Prabhu, when I was in Mayapur, my daughter's diamond ring fell off in temple hall. And after 3 days, the devotee was grooming it, he got it, and he was asking different devotees, whose diamond ring is this? And finally it came to Mataji, hey, this is my daughter's diamond ring. But then she said, amazing thing, but Prabhu, not once but twice I have experienced, I took Mahaprasad, kept it there, I came after 5 minutes, it was not there. So even if you say that we are imagination, our is fantasy, your is fantasy, our fantasy is better than your fantasy. Even if you compare the both fantasies, this fantasy is better than your fantasy. Your fantasy, black hole is there and all these things are there, but our fantasy has a life where you can be happy in this life and next life. Once somebody asking Prabhupada, what if you practice at the whole life Krishna Vanya and then you come to know Krishna is not there? Then Prabhupada says, you know, you will get good life in this life. You are not lying, we are following four related principles. And yes, what if at the end of life you come to know that Krishna is there? Your whole life is gambled. Right? Like this is one thing you are saying gambling, if you say, if you take other, like intoxication. Right? So, intoxication, it impedes the ability to do austerities. One cannot do austerities if one is taking intoxication. Now, what is the need of being austerity? Good question. Right? If you want to enjoy the world, what is the need to do austerity? Says, in this life, there are two things, Shreyas and Prayas. Something you can get immediately, something you can get over a period of time. Say, like a boy studying at, some student is studying in school or college, throughout the year, he can do two things. He can every day play, go to movie, party and enjoy immediate gratification. Or he can study, forsaking all these pleasures and get good rank at the end of year. Now, if you want immediate pleasure, then at the end of year, you will have a big loss, and then all your pleasures will be stopped after that. You will become depressed. You cannot be happy in depressed condition. So, in this world, we will see that because people are taking intoxications, they are giving much value to the immediate things than long-term pleasures. They have no idea that there is next life. Forget next life. If you take intoxication in this life, you will get fatty liver. Fatty liver will become big. It will become liver cirrhosis. It will become even bigger. It will become liver cancer. There is no answer and you will die. Go on. Prayers will be like this. Prayers and prayers. Right? At the long term you will see you are helpless. You are helpless. You will be dependent for everything. Right? No one can help you. Recently I was talking to one doctor in Calcutta. He is nephrologist, doctor of kidneys. I was asking, how are the doctors there? He said, they are all frustrated. Come on, frustrated, why? They are, you know, MBBS, MD, DM, FRCS, dash. Say, because whatever you do, 90% of the patients, they go in chronic failure and they die. So they are so frustrated that after the treatment also patients are dying. And they are depressed. How you will be happy? How you'll be happy if situation is like this? You are just cheating others on the name that, you know, we are good doctors. But what is behind? No substance. You are putting more to people than what you are actually. So when people are taking intoxication, they'll think doctors will take care, you take some medicines, it will be cured, nothing. Nothing helps when time of need comes. So intoxication. Now again like that, we have meat eating. So what happens meat eating? The subtle, of course, you eat meat and then there is data is there, that whole thing that it takes more water and all those things. But there is more to it. Creating violence to others also falls in this. Meat eating means what? It's against the principle of violence. Mercy. Now, if somebody is violent to others, he is not merciful. That means what? When we are doing plans to put others down, this principle is broken. Principles of meat eating. Right? One boy was telling that, my friend is telling me that why you people don't eat meat? So we are telling that, you know, what is the, why he is eating meat? For enjoying. Then, what is the best meat? Because when tigers become man-eaters, they don't eat anything else. That means best meat is human meat. Why don't you eat human meat? Say, oh, come on, we cannot eat. Because, you know, government will catch. Why government has put such a law that is checking your sense gratification? Government should help for the people, by the people, of the people. Right? Here's something wrong in your what you're saying. This is something wrong here. That means they understand that this is wrong. But we cannot stop total meat eating, so some baseline, you know, we don't eat at least human beings. Like one lady reporter was asking Srila Prabhupada, why you have come here? What way you think that your philosophy is different than the philosophy which you practice throughout the world and you have to come around the world to preach? So what way of finding that philosophy is different? The Prabhupada didn't take the controversy, he is preaching that, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is most authorized and he is like that Prabhupada is taking. And then he said, no, we believe that human values are more important than just such simple religious sentiments. They should be good to each other and this and that. And that's why we follow 10 commandments. Prabhupada immediately caught her. She got caught by telling 10 commandments. Who was saying? 10 commandments say, thou shalt not kill. It doesn't say that thou shalt not murder. It says that you cannot even kill animals. But when she found that, you know, she has landed in trouble, she dropped that whole thing. And she changed the topic. So when you see that people are professing big things, but when they are caught, you know, on the basic, they are failing. So meat eating is against the principle of violence. And illicit sex is again the principle of cleanliness. Sucham. So, and what is subtle? Puja la pratishta. they also contaminate the consciousness. So whenever these four great principles are broken at grosser level or subtle level, person's material life is finished first. Forget the spiritual life. One cannot be happy in material life. His material life is finished. At next life, forget the next life. So if somebody is saying, why you people practicing four great principles? It's Prabhupada says, you should just become human beings. You can be happy in as a human society, will be happy if you practice these four elementary principles. And then only from here, so we say that Shruti and Smriti, they should be followed. Why they should be followed? Because if one is following, one will have happy this life and happy next life. Okay. So I will speak a little bit from Bhagavad Gita, from 17th chapter, where Krishna is saying, recommending what kind of food you should eat. Ayu sattva bala arogya sukha priti vivartana rasya snigdha sthira hirda ahara sattvika priya. This is the food devotee should eat. Now he says, katu amla tikshna ruksha vidahina atiushna ahara rajasi sesta dukha soka ameya prada. So Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives a commentary on it. Dukha soka ame. If you eat food which is in mode of passion, too hot, chilly, pungent, and dry, fiery, what happens by eating this? Dukha soka ame. Dukha is misery, soka is lamentation, ame is disease. So Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives each word a meaning. Dukha is distress. He is saying distress is while eating. The pain which you get is the distress. It's paining, but still he is eating. Distress, right? After eating food in mode of passion, you get depression. That is lamentation. Soka. Arey, what I ate, you know, I should not have eaten this, you know. Now I am, you know, caught up, you know, you curse yourself and you are depressed. So after eating this happens. And ameya is a disease which is yet to come. So this is what happens when you don't follow the scriptures. And then, you know, yatayavam, gatarasham, putam, paryushitam, you know, food which is rotten, putrid, putrefied, you know, fossilized or something like that. And you eat it. And when you eat such food, what happens? You sleep more, you don't understand who you are, and very like, basic things get into problem. I was watching one documentary which was showing that different food they are showing. So they are saying McDonald's French fries. So this person was eating and he was showing. So after eating, he was keep eating, like keep on eating. And after 5 minutes he was saying, I am getting Mac headache. Then he was saying, I am feeling Mac acidity. Then he says, I am feeling Mac gas. And then he said, I am feeling Mac nausea. And after 22 minutes he started vomiting. He said, this is Mac vomiting. So the food which is prepared more than 3 hours is mode of ignorance. Like, you know, it is fried, you know, some months back, and put some chemicals so that it will not get disintegrated. And after 6 months also nothing is happening. No bacteria also not eating that food. They know what to eat and what not to eat. Like tobacco field. Like generally in rice field you will find a stair crow, right? Like that. But in tobacco field there is no such thing. Why? Because crows knows what to eat and what not to eat. But human beings don't know. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, you should not eat these things. That's why Gita is given to human beings. You should eat this and not eat this. So if person is not eating, kim karmeti, kim akarmeti, kavyo yatra mohita. What is to be done, what is not to be done, even intelligent person does not know. So Krishna is saying, that's why you should follow the scripture. So that after practicing scripture, you should know what is to be followed, what is not followed. And you can have happy this life and happiness life. Why you want to suffer in this life? You don't have to suffer. Happy this life and happiness life. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Yes, please. Thank you.
Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for nice talk. Prabhuji, you told gambling is one of the regulatory problems. We should not do it. But then previous ages, how it was allowed for Kshatriyas and all, they used to gamble. So, or that time it was...
That is a difficult question. Why it was allowed to Kshatriyas? Kshatriyas allowed certain things, but they were responsible for the consequences what will happen. Like killing in the forest. It's not that it was totally sin-free. They were responsible for it. Actually, sin comes from the consciousness. It doesn't come from the action. For what is the purpose for you are doing it? With what consciousness you have done that activity? From that consciousness sin will come. Sin will not come from the action. So if you have done a gambling to please Krishna, no sin will come. Because Yudhishthir went there to gamble, he wanted, Krishna wanted me to do it. So Yudhishthir's doing gambling is not at all sinful. Because his consciousness is to please Krishna. So the reaction comes from consciousness, not from the action. So that's why gambling is prohibited in general, because while gambling he cannot think that I have to please Krishna. It is very difficult. But if a Paramahamsa is getting an inspiration from his heart, like Yudhishthir Maharaj, that he should gamble, his gambling is perfect. Because his consciousness is perfect. He is thinking to please Krishna while gambling. What was that? Like he was thinking, I don't know what Krishna will do, but Krishna was glorified through the whole event. Draupadi took shelter of Krishna, right? And Krishna got glorified. So all those things were like supremely ordained in the heart. That is my understanding was. And it would like to add. Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Gaur Bhaktavrinda ki. Gitaya Gaur Pramanandeya ki.